Alright folks, welcome back to the Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. Your boy Logan Cruz here, bringing you another dose of wisdom straight from the streets, but with a dash of ancient philosophy sprinkled in, just for flavor. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can truly level up your life. Cultivating humility and modesty. Now, before you start picturing monks chanting in some secluded mountain cave, hear me out. This isn't about being a pushover or shrinking yourself, it's about building genuine confidence from a place of grounded awareness. Ever feel like everyone else has it all figured out while you're just fumbling around? You know that feeling when social media throws those perfectly curated lives in your face, making you question your own path? Here's the thing. Humility and modesty aren't signs of weakness, they are actually keys to unlocking true strength. They allow us to learn, grow, and connect with others on a deeper level. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways that'll help you cultivate this powerful mindset. Number 1. Humility is about recognizing that you don't have all the answers. And trust me, nobody does. Life is constantly throwing curveballs, and the more we embrace the unknown, the more open we become to learning and evolving. It's like being a sponge soaking up every experience, even the tough ones, because they shape who we are. Number 2. Modesty isn't about downplaying your achievements, it's about letting them speak for themselves. Imagine that friend who constantly brags about their successes, do you really feel inspired? Or that coworker who takes all the credit, even when others chipped in. Not so inspiring, right? True confidence comes from a place of authenticity and gratitude, recognizing that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. Number 3. Humility is a superpower because it opens doors to learning. When you approach situations with an open mind, genuinely curious about others' perspectives, you unlock a wealth of knowledge and understanding. Think about it. The most intelligent people are often the ones who admit what they don't know and actively seek out new information. They are not afraid to ask questions, even the seemingly dumb ones. Number 4. Modesty fosters genuine connections. When we're not focused on ourselves and our perceived importance, we create space for meaningful relationships. We become better listeners, more empathetic friends, and more supportive colleagues. It's about building bridges instead of walls, fostering a sense of community where everyone feels valued and respected. Number 5. Cultivating humility and modesty takes practice. Just like any new skill, it requires conscious effort and dedication. Start by being mindful of your thoughts and actions. Are you bragging? Are you interrupting others? Are you genuinely listening to what they have to say? Small changes can lead to big transformations. So, let's talk about real life. Ever been in a job interview where you felt like you had it all figured out, only to realize you were missing some crucial details? You might have jumped in with answers before fully understanding the question, or maybe you tried to impress them with jargon instead of showcasing your genuine skills and experiences. That's where humility comes in. A simple "I'm not entirely familiar with that aspect, but I'm eager to learn more" can go a long way in demonstrating your willingness to grow and adapt. You show respect for the interviewer's knowledge while also highlighting your openness to learning. Now, remember what we talked about: humility isn't weakness, it's strength. It's about embracing your journey, recognizing that you don't have all the answers, and being open to learning from others. Modesty is about letting your actions speak louder than words, showing genuine gratitude for opportunities, and valuing connections over superficial achievements. So, go out there today and practice those principles. Be curious, be kind, and never stop learning. You got this, folks. And remember, the Stoic life isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Keep striving, keep growing, and let me know what you think in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe, share with your friends who could use a dose of wisdom, and join us again tomorrow for another episode. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.